You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Look inside. You'll find something to grapple with.
You have so much time to live. It's your time. So your goal in life is to realize that that is your treasure. So let's say you're working at that job and you have that horrible boss and you're miserable. You could turn that around and make those 8 hours a lifetime. You tell yourself, maybe I can see that there are things that I can learn even from the worst possible job. So that's how you create a lifetime, by saying, it's mine. I'm going to create something worthwhile out of it. I'm not going to give it away to others. This is my time. I'm going to own it.
What I'm saying is, don't settle. Don't live lives of complacency, because there is so much out there for us. We all have the right to live incredibly fulfilled, incredibly passionate, incredibly joyful lives, where you are psyched it's Monday morning, where you are psyched that you're in quarantine with your family, where you are psyched that you get to do what you do every single day. And if something doesn't line up that way, don't put it off. This is your life. No one is going to come and change it for you.
Why couldn't we just be happy being who and what we are? Why is it that we're punished if we don't strive? Couldn't we just be rewarded for who we are? I can understand that, but I don't think that it works. I don't think things function like that. And I don't think probably in the final analysis we really want them to. I don't know if anyone enjoys undeserved reward. It feels creepy, doesn't it, to be rewarded for something you didn't do? Anyone else, the positive emotion that we find sustaining is experienced in relationship to an unachieved goal.
If you want to begin to grow, you've got to put something out here that you can't reach easily, that has got to make you stretch, got to make you jump for it, got to make you get back a little bit and dig in so that you can take a leap for it. And maybe you jump up there and you miss it and you extend your knees and you come back again and you bust your lip next time. But you keep on, and through that process, you learn how to leap higher. You start challenging yourself to dig deeper, and then you discover some things about you that you don't know right now, some talents that you have in you that you didn't know that you can do.
Right? Most cats are somebody that worked hard. If the situation and the circumstance is what they want it to be, they're going to come out and they're going to act accordingly and they're going to give you everything they got. But a hard worker, regardless of situation, regardless of circumstance, regardless of what happened, I'm going to show up and I'm going to give everything I got to it, because I'm working for something that's totally different. Right? The question becomes this. Can you be committed to the process of what you're doing without being emotionally attached to the results of what you're doing?
Nothing's ever going to be given to you. Everything's going to be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not going to get the results. But two, and more importantly, you don't deserve it. You didn't earn it.
Do you remember who you were before the world told you who you should be? Right? Like courage, do you remember who you were before the world told you who you should be? And so anytime you got to be courageous, let's look at it from the standpoint of dreams, goals, and aspirations. You got your dream, your goal, and your aspiration, and then you got reality. And oftentimes reality doesn't reflect the goal, the dream, and the aspiration. And so when you think courage, like being courageous, and following your heart because it somehow knows what you want to do anyway, like, it's almost like instinct, right? It's almost like when you feel something that you should do, And for some strange reason, like your mind or your spirit tells you, nah, I don't want to do it because it takes you outside of your comfort zone and it puts you in a space and place that may be unknown or it puts you in a space and place of uncharted territory. But you know you should do it. You can feel it, right? And then you go against it. And all it does is make the route a lot longer. That's all it does.
Making promises to yourself that you don't keep. It's saying, I'm going to do this and not doing it. Because then what happens after that is the self-talk. Self-talk that you create by not upholding the obligations that you make to yourself is ultimately the most destructive thing that you could ever do to yourself. I'm going to start on Monday. 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 I'm going to start after the wedding. I'm going to start after this trip, after summer, after this next holiday, after the holidays, I'm going to start. Sound familiar? Yeah. That's why you feel like, hey, because you know that you didn't do none of that shit. You told yourself you should have done.
I want that guy. I failed everything I did the first time. I was known for coming back even harder after I failed. Success in the straight line. It's a maze. And when you think you figured that maze out, you hit a wall. And you gotta fuck around and start again. Stay hard.
Take ownership for your life. Nobody can live your dream for you but you. Nobody's gonna take care of your business like you. Stop coming up with excuses. Don't give yourself permission to continue to live a small life. You can't fit a big dream into a small life. Give yourself permission to go for it, to test yourself, to challenge yourself, to live full.
Everybody talk about how great they want to be until adversity and opposition hits. You judge the true character and caliber of a person by where they stand in times of challenge and opposition.
Things that are robust, that are strong, that are tough, that can take just a lot of abuse before they break, they are still ultimately defined by their breaking point. Something that is anti-fragile, on the other hand, is something that the more you attack it, the more it is pounded on, the stronger it gets. We're tied to something that is truly anti-fragile, that the more somebody comes after it, the more robust it becomes. Being a learner is that answer.
Because when it got hard, or when it rained, or when you got hungry, whatever, your boys wanted to go out to the club, or whatever the fuck it was, you did it, and you didn't stick through, and that's it. Our life success comes down to little bitty tiny decisions that we make consistently over and over and over again. And if you're making consistent decisions to break your momentum over and over and over again, you're never fucking having it.
That's the thing about being an individual. As an individual, you have a light that you have to bring into the world. And that if you don't bring it into the world is a dimmer place. And that's a bad thing, because when the world is a dim place, it can get very, very, very dark. And so it's necessary, not just so that you feel better. You need to take care of yourself because you're in the best position to do that. And it's necessary for you to take care of yourself.
Don't be afraid to reinvent yourself, and don't be afraid to be different, man. You ain't got to fit in the crowd. Why are you following everybody when you were clearly meant to lead? It's always better just do your thing. And I don't care what situation you done got your life in, you can turn your life around because it ain't ever too late.
Easy choices, hard life. Hard choices, easy life. The hard choices, what we most fear doing, asking, saying, these are very often exactly what we most need to do.
You know, sometimes you get that feeling in life that things aren't going my way. Listen, things just don't go your way. That's not the way the world works. You gotta make them go your way. It's not just gonna happen, you gotta make it happen.
Situations that happen that was out of their control, and when you think about when things happen, the first thing we try to do as individuals, how can I control it and how can I manage it? And if I can't can control it and manage it, now I'm frustrated and I'm mad about it. In the words of an older gentleman, he told me one day, he said, young man, you can't speed up the river and you can't slow it down. At a certain point, you gotta have some faith.
Key is you can't ever give up.
Most people on the planet today are not living in the present. They're certainly not living in the future. They are stuck in the resentments, the bitterness, the pain, the frustration, the disappointments of the past.
I know where you align with what you want to do in terms of your life and your goals and your dreams, but I say what Dr. Miles Monroe said, live full, die empty. And so during the adversities of where we are and what we are facing, you want to have some things that you're doing that will give you the tools, the mindset, the mental resolve to handle whatever life throws at you. Why? Less because whatever life throws at you, you have in you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You have in you to handle it.
Just the difference between winning and losing in life and everything, and being a great mother and not, a great father and not, a great leader and not, wealthy and not, a big business and not, making a difference and not, is so small, it's almost too scary to talk about. And that small thing, all my life, I've been trying to figure out, what's the thing? What's the separator? I know what it is. They do exactly what everybody else does, and one more. They read one book a month, they read one more. They do 30 minutes on the treadmill, no. They do 30 plus one more. They do 10 reps on the bench press, no. 10 reps, one more. When you set that standard, your entire life begins to shift and change.
About the impossible task, nothing is impossible. And the more you believe in yourself, the more you believe if one man or one person can do this, another one can.
You think things are gonna just go your way? Well, they're not gonna just go your way. You gotta make them go your way. You think things are gonna just happen for you? Well, they're not just gonna happen for you. You gotta make them happen. Go make things happen.
We all have that monster. That monster that lives in our head. And that monster is the thing. Okay, these are the things that keep us up at night. These are the things that discourage us and cause us anxiety and cause us fear. If you don't slay the monster will eat you alive. You will live a life of anxiety, of fear, of confusion, of frustration if you don't make a habit of slaying the monster. The longer we allow that monster to live in our brains, in our minds, the bigger and stronger it gets, the scarier it gets.
You have built in greatness. You have built in power, authority, and dominion to handle whatever life throws at you. And life is going to be throwing a lot of stuff. Nobody's going to be spared. That's why Viktor Frankl called it unavoidable suffering.
When you can be happy in the midst of hardship, then you see the true potential of the mind. When you can't control what's happening, control how you respond to it. That's where your power is. Control what you can control. I can control my attitude. I can control my words. I can control my perspective. I can control the lens in which I see it. Because if I can control what I can control in the moment, what's happening externally is not going to affect and impact my true potential and my true advancement as a person.
If you let people's perception of you dictate your behavior, you will never grow as a person. But if you leave yourself open to experience, despite what others think, then you will learn and grow.
You don't work through what happened in your past. You are resigned to spend the rest of your future stuck in the past. If you want to play at mastery in your craft, you want to play at mastery in your thinking, you want to play at mastery in your performance, you want to play at mastery in your income, you want to play at mastery in your service to humanity, you owe it to yourself and the best within you and the talent that resides within you to do the work required to let go of the past.
How much longer?
You gonna wait another 30 seconds? You gonna wait another minute? You gonna wait another hour? You know what? How about I just wait till tomorrow? You're gonna wait till tomorrow? You're gonna wait another week? You're gonna wait another month? How much longer are you gonna wait? I say no more waiting.
All of our actions echo into eternity. Long after we're gone, our lives also have an echo.
You really want to avoid all the criticism? And if you really want to avoid all the critics in your life, then do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing, and you'll never get their attention. But if you are something, and you're doing something, you become something, guess what? You get their attention. And that pisses them off, because they can never be what you are now. So the only thing they can do to make them feel good is try to bring you the down. I say thank you for that. Thank you for acknowledging the fact that I'm doing something. Because I don't know who the you are, but you seem to know who I am. They respond negatively because they've never done anything in their life. That's why they're a critic, never a player. Because they've never done anything, all they can do is cast votes and negativity to someone that has done it. Because they weren't man enough to ever do it in the first place.
You finally made it to the big league, and now you want to chill? Now you got the big head, now you can't grind? You here now. You here now. You finally made it. And this is where you break up? This is where you start chilling? This is where you get comfortable? You made it now. You made it now. You in the big leagues now. They watching you now. This is where you make it permanent. Yeah, I saw it. Perfect. Nope. Practice don't make perfect. Practice make permanence.
There are winners, there are losers, and there are people who have not discovered how to win.
One of the things limiting you from your income, your impact, a world-class life. You care too much about what people think about you. Now we're in the modern age and we are frightened. We are terrified. Our amygdala goes crazy. Cortisol, the fear hormone, starts to pulse through our system if we leave the crowd. Everyone has an opinion. Why let the opinions of other people deny you from a life that will make history?
Listen to me. Your life matters. What you do in your life matters. You were born to do something great with your life. You were put here for a reason, which is to make a difference in the world, which is to change your own family's tree, which is to do something great with your life. I promise you, you were put here for that, in little ways and in big ways. And there will be an echo for your life. The actions of your life will echo into eternity. The question is, will that echo for you be a whisper into eternity or a roar?
Every single person who has ever done anything worthwhile or exceptional or difficult or extraordinary, anyone, whether it's great artists or authors or mathematicians or whatever the it is, everyone encounters difficulties. There is no easy road. It does not exist. It is impossible. Everyone has issues.
Stop crying. Stop begging. Put forth the effort. Because one thing I know about life, whatever you sow, you're going to reap. If you put 1,000,000 apple seeds in the ground, you're going to get 1,000,000 apple trees back.
I want you to see yourself doing what you want to do, experiencing what you want to experience, having what you want to have, doing what it is that gives your life some meaning and value. Operate out of your imagination, not your memory. Because whenever you look at where you want to go, I'm going to warn you, you will have some conversation back here after you go through the data that you've experienced in life saying you can't do it. And so what you want to begin to do is ignore that inner conversation.
Does not take talent. You don't have to be talented, right? You don't have to be gifted. You don't have to be the quickest, the strongest. You don't have to be the most intelligent. That's what you got to do. You just got to grind, though. Your grind. You got to outgrind.
And here's one way you never better yourself: when you come up with excuses for why other people are successful and you're not.
The key point, our heart set also is all the suppressed emotions that we pick up as we go through life. The shadow side. All of the suppressed emotions that we do not feel, like guilt, anger, shame, disappointment, frustration, that we pick up as we go through life, if those are not dealt with, they come back in ugly ways.
It's not about any of that, but what it is about is a lot of us give total control to life. We don't have any control of it. We just give all control to life. I do it every morning to prepare my mind for what life's going to throw at me. A healthy body gives you a healthy mind. That's what it's about. So if you go into battle, you're not going about the right mindset, the right gear. In combat, you wear body armor. But what we do wrong is we don't strengthen our minds. You got to strengthen your mind. Take control of that. So then when you get out in the real world, they get you up, you got protection.
Everybody want to be a beast until it's time to do what beasts do.
If you shrink, if you play small, if you don't take risks, if you don't take those actions, if you don't keep improving, you don't keep growing, then your life will just whisper into eternity, and you weren't put here to be a whisper. You were put